trying to, everybody got along pretty good, you know, in those days. They got along, I think, better than they do now. With more love and more communication between neighbors and, you know, friends. People would walk the roads and streets at night and talk, go visit your neighbor late in the evening, things like that. Everybody's so busy now, you know. You come home from work and you're tired, you sit down in the evening and watch Young and the Restless or whatever and go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's true. It's a lot of difference now than what it is.
Yeah. What about the hogs? Would you have a place enclosed that you would put them? What was that called?
Hog pen.
Do you ever remember plowing or anything like that?
I've seen it done, but I've never done it.
Do you know about a piece of equipment that you would go back over and break up the dirt with or something?
I remember the old hand plow that you would walk through behind the mule or cow or whatever, horse. Mm-hmm. I remember that piece. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called plow.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
This is something that had like a teeth.
Like a grip.
Like, yeah.
I don't remember that long. I'm sure I think I can almost picture it in my mind. I don't know what it was called, but I remember it. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Harrow?
Well, I guess that's what it was called, but I know on a tractor you have what they call a harrow. I didn't know that they had one, you know, that you'd walk behind a mule or a horse or something.
Yeah, I guess just about everything they got on tractors now, they used to have.
Well, like some I said, we didn't do a whole lot of it. When we got ready to plant, my mother, she would call her cousin, an old mule or someone in the neighborhood who would do plowing, and they would be plowing, and I didn't even know what they would, you know, the equipment were that they used. But all I knew was a plow, and that's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't exposed to a whole lot of farming, you know.
Right.
Just a little garden, and all you needed to do that was a good back and a strong back and a good hoe. That's all you needed, and maybe an axe or something to cut a root up. But that was the extent of our, you know, because my father, like I say, he fished most of the time that I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be away from home. And we would, you know, dig up a little place and plant a few watermelons. One or two little. My mother was, every year she'd plant a lima beans. That was one of her favorites. Or maybe some red peas or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. My grandfather would have a field of corn and sweet potatoes and maybe some okras and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, we weren't exposed to farming in this particular area here. Places like away from this course, like Ludovici and Jessup and Baxley and areas like that where they did a lot of farming, like sweet potatoes and tobacco and cotton and things like that. But on the coast, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, years ago when my father was growing up, they did a lot of it, but not recently.
Yeah.
Since I came along.
Mm-hmm. What you said your mother grew lima beans. What were they like? What color were they?
Speckled lima beans.
Do you ever have white ones or green ones?
You've had the white ones. They'd be white and speckled, most of them. Most of them, they were like, they'd be green when they're green. That's what they were.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, she just loved the lima beans and okras. And she would, we always would have the lima beans. If you either buy it over or someone would make okra and give her some, you know.